Hello student, today we are going to discuss about chapter 3, metals and non-metals of science class 10th. We already learned about the element in class 9th. These elements are arranged in a vertical column and horizontal rows, that is in periodic table. There are 118 elements present in the periodic table, 92 of which are naturally occurring. Metals and non-metals are characterized by distinctly different physical and chemical properties. At present, near about 80 metals are known to us. In the periodic table, metals are arranged on the left-hand side, while non-metals are arranged in the right-hand side. And these are separated by a zigzag line, arrangement of element in that line. They are called metalloids. They possess the property of both metal and non-metal. This is the first model for metal and non-metal. In this module, we learn about physical properties of metal and non-metal and their differences. So let us start with metal. Metals are those elements which have tendency to lose electron and they form electropositive ion. For example, sodium, it loses one electron and forms Na plus ion, that is sodium ion. Potassium, it also loses one electron and forms K plus ion, that is potassium ion. Another example, magnesium loses two electron and it forms Mg2 plus ion. Here, these elements have tendency to lose electron and they form electropositive ion. They are called metals. The exception is hydrogen. Hydrogen also loses electron and forms electropositive ion, but it is not a metal. Now, next, non-metal. Non-metals are those elements which have tendency to gain electron and they form electronegative ion. It is opposite to that of metal. For example, if we take example of chlorine, chlorine gain one electron and it form chloride ion, Cl minus. Another example, oxygen, it gain two electrons and form oxide ion. So these elements have tendency to gain electron, that's why they are categorized as non-metal. Coming to the physical properties of metal. First property, physical state of metal. Metals are generally found in solid state, exception is mercury. This is found in liquid state at room temperature. Metals have luster, means they are having shiny appearance. They reflect the light and that is the reason they are used for making jewelries like gold, silver. These are used for making jewelries because they are having luster. Another property of metal is malleability. This is the property of metal in which this metal, when they are beaten, they drawn into thin sheet. For example, when gold is beaten, it form thin sheet. You already learned in class 9 Rutherford gold foil experiment. So Rutherford used gold because gold is highly malleable. Next property, ductility. The ability of metal to drawn into thin wire, it is called ductility. Gold is most ductile metal. 1 gram of gold can be drawn into thin wire up to 2 kilometer length. Hardness. Metals are generally hard, strong. But some metals like sodium and potassium, they are soft. Even they can cut with the knife. Another property, that is conduction. Metals are very good conductor of heat and electricity. Metals are able to conduct electricity because they have free electron. That is the reason they conduct electricity. Silver and copper are best conductor of heat and electricity. Lead is the poorest conductor of heat, mercury also. Metals have very high melting point and boiling point. Tungsten has highest melting point, whereas the silver has low boiling point. Sodium and potassium have low melting point. Another property, sonority, or we can say metals are sonorous, means when they are beaten, they produce ringing sound. This is the property of metal. Now, coming to the non-metal, physical properties of non-metal. Physical states of non-metal, they are mostly exist in all the three states. Some exist in solid like carbon, sulfur. Some exist in liquid form, that is bromine. And some exist in gaseous form like oxygen, hydrogen, etc. Non-metals are brittle. They are not malleable, they are not ductile. When they are forced by some hammer, then they broke down into small pieces. Non-metals are poor conductor of heat and electricity. There are certain exceptions like carbon in the form of graphite. It conducts electricity. Non-metals have low melting point and low boiling point as compared to the metal. So in this module, we learn about the physical properties of metal and non-metal. Now we'll try to distinguish between metal and non-metal in brief form. For example, here density. Metal have high density, non-metal have low density. Melting point, metals have high melting point and boiling point, while non-metals they have low melting point or low boiling point. Metals are hard, while non-metals are brittle. Metals are malleable and ductile, while non-metals are non-malleable and non-ductile. Metals are good conductor of heat and electricity, while non-metals, they are the poor conductor of heat and electricity. Metals are lustrous, means they are having shiny appearance, but non-metals, they are non-lustrous. So we discuss these physical properties of metal and non-metal. But there are certain exceptions that we discuss here. Metals generally found in solid state, but mercury is in liquid state at room temperature. Metals have high melting point or boiling point, but gallium and cesium metals, they have low melting point. These two metals will melt if you keep them on your palm. Metals are lustrous. Non-metals are dull in appearance, but iodine is a non-metal which has metallic luster. Non-metals do not conduct electricity, but carbon in the form of graphite, it conducts electricity. Metals are strong compared to non-metal, but carbon in the form of diamond, it is the hardest natural occurring substance. Metals are strong, but some metals like lithium, sodium, potassium, these are alkali metals which are soft. They can even cut with the knife. Even they are having low density and low melting point. So this is all about the physical property of metal and non-metal. But the elements can be more clearly classified as a metal and non-metal on the basis of their chemical properties. That we will learn in next module. Thank you.